tools.
Anything like a nipper or something like that?
I get, you know, I, when it's giving you down, like, the clean, they can pick up, and after that, we can clean, and we can roll the sanitizer, you know, like, 15 more minutes. And after that, we have the machine, you know, like, I can, like, we have the plastic.
Okay.
Yeah, I put everything over there, and make, and do in the sanitizer, you know, like, machine.
Yeah, so you put in.
That happen between every client?
It would be after each client was served, I believe, and you're using a barbicide or some other.
But we have a couple of barbicide around.
Yeah.
And we, you know, like, the nail tip, they clean, and they put a barbicide, you know, like, this is only mean that, you know, but we have a lot, you know, like, plastic in here already. You know, like, they don't do again, you know, like, they have to have that, you know, like.
Yeah, she uses barbicide, she's doing 15 or 20 minutes, and barbicide only requires 10 minutes to, sanitize. So, that barbicide, like, she's doing it very nicely. Okay, other questions or thoughts about Kate?
I can make a motion.
Please.
I'd like to make a motion to adopt the findings of fact and conclusions of law from the investigative report.
Okay, we have a second?
A second.
A motion, second, all in favor, say aye.
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 Right, again, so you agree that something happened here?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
May I ask about history?
Absolutely.
Yes, there is history, they had a case on September 16th, 2022, there was, infection control, they were reusing, tools that they couldn't sanitize.
Like, from the stones or something like that?
Yeah, so that they can sanitize, they will reuse these.
Okay.
So it sounds like reusing of tools is a common practice at this salon with, at least one confirmed history of violation, and now an accusation of a second.
Okay. So what are your thoughts?
I can't, I, first of all, I have gone out of the room, I looked at all the pictures, I've seen the thing, I was just wondering what the recommended, what the recommended use of the invitation was.
Okay, so, board members, just to be clear, based upon the, the findings of violation that you have adopted, it's not only the infection safety, violations, but also incompetence and malpractice, severe safety infraction, which I think would go more to the alleged injury than it would to leaving tools out on the counters.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if that was intentional, but.
I think it's an oversight, So we probably should go back and undermine that one and start through, unless we believe this person who didn't come here and didn't get to see it actually had this issue and was down the line part of it.
Without a witness, I don't know that we can rely on that, so, yeah, I would vote we, rescind and, partially accept, is that an option?
What, and I'm sorry, who was on here?
That's member.
This is board member Turrentine.
Okay, board member, my recommendation would be to make a motion to rescind the previous motion, and then if you get a second on that, then just start over.
I motion that we rescind the prior accepting of facts and conclusions of law.
Okay, the second on that?
I understand the rest now.
Okay, we have a motion, a second, all in favor, say aye.
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 Yeah, we have everybody, all right, so unanimously, we're back to zero.
Right.
Now we're at zero. Do we want to have a motion of findings back, because there's a lot related to the sanitation issues, separate from the malpractice issues, and we agree the malpractice issues are dead issues.
This is Brandy Flores, I would make a motion to adopt the findings of fact and conclusions of law regarding the infection protection violation and disregarding the malpractice violation.
Chase Turrentine, I second.
We have a motion, a second, all in favor, say aye.
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 All right, everybody, yeah, all right, so unanimously, we agree that there was sanitation issue. Now, do we have a motion for an order of discipline related to the sanitation issue?
Yes, I move, that we offer, consent agreement for $500 and a 12-month probationary period.
What would our standard be for that?
The $500 is the $250 for the malpractice and $250 for the infection control.
Sorry, I thought that was together.
Can we discuss, we already have a motion on the table. I did want to.
We don't have a second motion, yeah.
Okay, so can we discuss then? In this case, because there's a history of infection protection problems which have not been remedied by whatever the previous consequence was, and we're back here again with, albeit a not here witness, but an accusation of an actual infection, I think it's worth, in addition to the fine, considering at least more than one reinspection during the probationary period, since there is a public health threat concern at this salon.
All right, Ms. Flores, this is Beth. Your discipline needs to be based upon, your discipline, if any, needs to be based upon your findings of fact and conclusions of law. In this case, you did not make, at least at this point, there are no findings, fact, or conclusions of law related to any particular infection event. The findings of fact and conclusions of law at this point are related to leaving a box of, I'm not going to use the right word, not clean equipment.
I understand that it's an infection protection violation. So a reinspection for infection protection issues would still be merited by that finding of fact and conclusion of law, even disregarding the original complainant's claims.
Okay. So, do you have
a motion? Just to be clear, the additional inspections you're requesting here have nothing to do with the unfounded accusation.
No, they are not about the unfounded accusation. It is an infection protection violation alongside a history related to infection protection violation.
Okay. Daisy, do you want to restate your motion? Do you want to leave your motion like it is? What would you like to?
I will, let me put out a motion for the consent agreement for $500 civil penalty because there's been multiple problems of this. It's the second time that they have been found to have this problem, and then the 12-month probationary period.
I don't think we can find them $500 because the $250 and $250 was based on one finding of fact and conclusion of law that we rejected.
Is that accurate?
You can make a motion for whatever you want to.
Or discussion.
Yeah, we need to leave them a follow it or if they understand.
I would say because it's a continuing problem, I'd like to do the $500.
All right, so we have a motion. Do we have a second for that motion?
Second.
A motion and a second? All right. For the motion and a second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye.
Nay.
Nay.
Nay. Okay. So that didn't pass. Do you have another view of the motion?
I move to a consent agreement of $250 and a 12-month probationary period.
Okay, do I have a motion? Do I have a second?
Motion back, seconds.
Motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so by majority. Anybody against that?
I'm going to nay that one because I did want a follow-up inspection during the probationary period.
I think she did a 12-month probationary period.
It is a 12-month probationary. I guess I don't understand how two, like if we do one and they're clean.
Well, you have 12 months, yeah. So,
yeah.
Okay. So we're okay. Majority passed it, and then they will get those reinspections. All right, so that's out. So we will send you a letter about this. There's a $250 fine related to sanitation issues, mainly promoted by the idea that that happened last year also. But the malpractice was dismissed. So we'll send you that letter out. You have, how long do they have to pay that
fine? 12 months.
You have 12 months to pay it. So sure. You do $2 a month. So work away to $20. That was that. So are you okay? All right. Thank you for coming today. We appreciate all your efforts.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Right, next case is number 1398356. Tebreeze Barbershop, STOS 30815, Tebreeze Barbershop LLC owner, Troy Cuspar, license 1110079. Do we have a corporate pass on this or what, Rick?
We don't.
We do not. Are they present?
So do we have anybody from Tebreeze Barbershop within the village here? Star six, you're somewhere else? All right, so hearing no response, I move the case number 98356, move to formal hearing unless the parties involved can come into compliance with the consent agreement.
A second?
Thank you. A second, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
That moves formal. All right, next one up is 1598397, BNC Nails, SNT 18464, via, looks like Q Lynn, 514-00015. Hey, guys. You swear our affirmative testimony here today will be truthful, rather on.
Yeah.
And state your name.
Me.
Line up with me.
Okay, please, don't see.
Thank you.
All right, Bill Mitch Chavez, tell us about how this works.
Good morning, Chairman Begley and members of the board. My name is Mitch Chavez. On August 15, 2023, I went to KGB Yale located at 2641 West Bethany Home Road, Arizona, for a complaint. Allegations are that the salon in PBMFA, methylprolet liquid monomer, which is a prohibitive substance and is illegal to use, are found in a salon or in the state of Arizona. I spoke with the new owner, since there is a new ownership, QP, that stated via Q Lynn, sold the salon to him back on January 20th, 2021. Via Q Lynn did not notify the board of an owner change. It has been 2 years and 7 months. The board was not notified of this ownership change before it came to the salon for the investigation. If you have any questions, I would be happy to address them.
Does the board have any questions?
Trade me, so here's just the MMA question.
The MMA is, you know, the reason why I went there.
Yeah.
He was the old owner and the new owner that applied for them. So what we're looking at is ownership changed and okay. They didn't notify the board.
Okay. Any other questions about that? All right, so then, Mr. Nguyen, have you read this complaint?
I did.
You
so
did?
I took it 3 days ago and sent it to Rosa. And it's my fault that I did not tell the border that we saw the nurse alone. But we went to the border and they're all closed. And then when we do the view of ourselves, try to put to the new owner, everything, and online we closed also. And it's our first time being an owner, and when we saw back in the day, we have no experience that we have to notify to the store that it's been sold. So as of today, back in 2020, and they sent us a letter to our home saying that you are current owner. So it gets sucked because I spoke to the new owner. How come you, the new owner, talk to the person that inspected your shop and I'm no longer there? And the license expired back in 3 years. So as of today, I messaged Rosa that I fill out the applications that the settlement closer is closed and my signature and everything there. So that's what I'm here for. But the new owner did not show up.
Okay, so
this, we are owners.
You were the owners before?
Yes, we are.
And you sold it to some other person?
Yes.
Okay, and you got noticed because your name was still on our records?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Interesting.
But I mean, the lifespan is only about 1 year, but it's been like 3 years. So I don't get why he did everything LLC.
Right.
And which is that you expect everything into his name, even a trade name. But I got no clue why my name is still on there.
Yeah, well, you have to close it.
Yes, I understand. Now I'm very clearly understand.
Okay, so the new owner, the mother person, has MMA at their building.
That's a different case.
That's a different case?
Yep.
Okay, is it below here or something?
No, it's going to be seen on a different date.
Oh, different date. Okay, all right. So with these guys, we're just dealing with the question of the transfer.
Owner change, not notifying the board.
Okay. And if I'm reading this correctly, we offered you an opportunity to pay $100 fine and get out of it. And is that why you're here?
So I spoke to Rosa. He would pay us $100 fine. I don't have to be here. But since they, you don't have to pay the $100 fine, but you have to be here. Either here or call.
Oh, so.
But
I give him the
option. Choice here.
I am not going to call because it's 1,000 people in the morning.
Yeah.
And I think the home and my stomach is screwing me up. So I'm like, okay, straight up. So up here before 9:45 to get the situation done and finished.
Okay. That was a good thing to do.
Because in the meantime, if the state farm come to DNC now,
yes,
and see something that not exciting or MMA juicing again or anything else, a problem.
Right, they're looking for you.
They're gonna be looking for me again. Yep. Because they got my address.
That's correct.
I don't want anybody to hype me up.
Very reasonable. I make a motion and change number 98397 that we dismiss this case.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that, Randy Flores.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Is that everybody?
Yes.
All right, unanimously, we agree with you. We're dismissing the case. You don't have to spend $100. So listening to Rosa was the right thing to do. Always call her. And anything you're questioning, she'll be the answer for you.
Yeah, I always email her.
Rosa, did you call them?
He did submit the application to actually.
At first, I sent letters with no date on the date of black service. So I went home and looked at the bill of sale because I don't want to put a wrong date.
Yeah.
I have to put the right date, right month, and right year. In case you want to sing it, I have a few of them.
Good job.
If I put January 1st of 2020, and then the few of them says 15th of December, and I'm lying.
Rosa will get you.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thank you.
You did the right thing.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Rosa.
Thank you, Rosa.
That was perfect. All right. Now we got that cleaned up. Let's go to number 16. 2023-BAR-002. Marvin's Barbershop, BBD 002324. Marvin Engage. BAR-006526. From Marvin's Barbershop, anybody here? Online, star six. Again, Marvin's Barbershop. All right, hearing no response, I move the case number 2023-BAR-002. Move to a formal hearing unless the parties involved can come into compliance before.
Second. Motion Mark.
Motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Unanimously, we agree that moves forward. Brings up case number 17, 98344 and 98377. Biltmore Nail Bar, SNT 19367. Biltmore Nail Bar, LLC is the owner. On Nguyen, 502-00058, member. And Trin Tran, license number 503-31490, 303-30755.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, Rosa, did we?
No,
not yet. So we'll need to do LLC attestation before we move on.
So first, we're going to ask you for an LLC. Miss. First, we're going to ask you for some information about your corporation. Mr. McGalley is.
Yep.
And then I need to swear you in.
Okay. And what, I'm sorry, what was your name again?
My name is Cindy Lai. And I'm the co-owner.
Cindy Lai.
So hang on, we need to look at this, because that's not the named.
Right.
Licensee.
We have Ann and Gwen, and then Trin Tran. But we don't have you as a member of the LLC.
My legal name is Cindy Lai.
Oh, okay.
And I'm on the LLC.
No, this is the, I think we're in the wrong case, in the wrong.
Oh, it's your own case?
Oh, you said Pinnacle?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not what I'm saying.
This is your crack. Might as well fail, because it was your crack. Before I go back. We're good, that's no big deal, we're all good. All right, so anyway, Biltmore Nail Bar, is anyone present for Biltmore Nail Bar? Star Sticks, if you're online?
Yes, well, my name is Kathy Strizek. I'm here listening because it was my husband that was the victim of this situation.
Okay. Complaints? Okay, yeah, so not, should, they're not the named individual on the case, they would be a witness. So.
Correct.
I think we need to verify is are either licensees from?
Yeah.
Biltmore Nail Bar on the phone or in the room?
Right. Biltmore Nail Bar, anybody here from that organization? Okay. Hearing no response, I move the cases number 98344 and 98377. Be moved to a formal hearing unless the parties involved can come into compliance before the hearing.
Second, Marsha Knox.
We have a motion and a second, all in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, that's enjoying, everybody. All right, so Ms. Strickson?
Yes.
The other party didn't show up, so we moved the case into a formal hearing. So they'll be getting formal notification that they didn't comply. So there won't be a hearing today, but it'll be a more aggressive hearing next time.
All right, thank you for researching this. Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Have a nice day. Now, our friend from Pinnacle. Okay. 98385 Pinnacle Nails and Lash, FNP 19807. Hey, we know you. You swear testimony, you swear or affirm the testimony you have to be truthful?
Yes, and.
And state your name?
Cindy Lai.
Cindy Lai. Thank you, Cindy.
All right. Ms. Cindy, are you an officer, partner, member, manager, or employee of the entity?
Yes, I am.
Has the entity specifically authorized you to represent it in these proceedings?
Yes.
That representation is not your primary duty to the entity? Meaning you're not solely the attorney for the or the entity? Because you're a licensee, so you're not, you, that's definite, you don't do this all day, every day.
Oh, no.
To confirm, right, okay. And you are not receiving separate or additional compensation for representation? For doing this today? You're not being paid specifically for the, okay. She has satisfied the LLC adaptation requirement.
And also, we have a complainant, Patty Hensler. Is she present? Yeah, close. All right, hearing no response, we assume that the complainant did not say. Ms. Chavez, would you please tell us about this?
I'd like to. Good morning, Chairman Begley and members of the board. My name is Lisa Chavez. On August 2nd, 2023, I went to Pinnacle Nails and Lashes located at 8858 Pinnacle Beach Road, PJ, about a complaint. Patients were about a client who received a manicure service. During the service, the nail technician used Dremel to remove the polish and drill her nail bed until it felt thin. The nail bed was sore to the touch. Some photos of the injury were provided by the complainant. I spoke to manager Cal Oak about the complaint. They said that they would have to look into the date of the service to see if anything happened. I then conducted an inspection and found a tremendous patient, boundless long national method for the liquid polymers. Expired establishment license SNT19806, expired on November 6, 2023. At the time of the inspection, the license had been expired for 9 months. Expired establishment license FAES22275, expired on November 6, 2022. At the time of the inspection, this license had been expired for 9 months. Unenclosed instruments in the waxing room, bundling rolls, seizures, and lash pulley. I educated the manager on the found violations and how to correct them before meeting. If you have any questions for me, on the same day as the investigation visit, both of the establishment licenses were renewed and expire on November 6, 2023. As of November 16, 2023, yesterday, both establishment licenses are inactive, expired on November 6, 2023. Now, if you have any questions, I will be happy to address them.
Tell me that last part again.
What part?
The part where their license are either expired or they're not.
Okay. So on the same day.
Yep, that they applied for them.
No, it was just really, really late, but it hadn't gone into like a whole year where they had to reactivate. They just paid their renewed deed and they were up to date at that time. As of November 16th, both establishment licenses are inactive now.
Oh.
From November 6th to November 16th of this year. They're both expired.
Great. But that's what you said, but it didn't make sense. Okay, questions, board?
How many, we're looking at a licensing issue, a signatory issue, and a complaint.
And a complaint, yeah.
Okay. So I've answered the complaint that was for malpractice and incompetent. That one is not gonna be looked at.
Not part of the.
Yeah. The sanitation was where the, let me go back to that. The muslin roll, the tweezers, the lash pulleys that you see in the photos.
Okay.
And then the two both expired licenses since November, let me see, 6th of 2022.
Okay, and then they're currently expired. Is that true? Are they currently expired also?
Correct.
Okay, so coming back to you, you've read this complaint. Okay, so the malpractice part, as I say, is being put aside. So that's not part of our discussions. So sanitation issues and licensing issues. Can you explain those to us?
Was I'm so sorry about the heating issue. The lighting, personally, I didn't have the lighting, but I thought everything was renewed. Mm-hmm. So that's my mistake. And I did renew it. It's activated now.
Okay.
Yeah. So from now on, I already put on my phone October 31st. It's the report.
Yeah, always.
I put it on my phone already. For every year reminder, but somehow I didn't see it on my phone, but I did then put a note every year. I renew before the
okay.
So I go pay $30 late fee to eat, so $50 for two nights.
For a short time.
I just paid, and okay. Now that's
it. All right, so we feel like that's taken care of. Tell me about sanitation issues.
The sanitation issue is that we have two large rooms, reduced one and the other ones, we used to have an employee who stayed in that room, but she left, so no, nobody used it. So we closed that room. Yeah. So that room is for like the when like break time or the employee can go in there to take a break. So that room we don't use. It.
Yeah. All right. So the uncovered articles and such were in that room. Is that what
you're saying? Yeah, and we don't really use that. We don't use that room.
That's consistent with what you thought.
No, I was told by one of the licensees that that was the lead room that she actively worked in that room.
Oh. No, I think the other room.
No. That's the room that he worked in.
Please be sure to be addressing the board, please.
I'm sorry. One of the licensees actually told me that the owner here, that was her room that she actually worked in.
Okay, and what do you think?
The other room, and when she came, I was working on the client.
You were in the other room.
Yeah, I was working on the client that day. in the other room. That room, I don't use. I don't know who told you that. I don't use that.
Okay, question.
What about the MMA?
Yes, I found MMA in the block.
Yeah, we do use the CND gateway. But back then, when she came, the gallon is empty and one of the employees throw it away. And yeah, that gateway is long time and we don't use that one anymore. The one in the beach.
Yeah, it's actually illegal to have it in your store.
Yeah.
Not just to use it, but even to own it.
Yeah, we no longer. I throw away that thing. Yeah, I don't use it. And we have CND gateway already. Yeah, and I told Ahmed, that's our even. We went out, they keep the gallon. We could put it empty, they just go away and we order and it's not coming. We don't have any liquid at that.
Right. But I want you to be sure that you understand that you can't own an MMA.
I got it.
Yeah, it can't be anywhere.
Okay.
Right. Questions? So the question of them being licensed or not licensed, they weren't at the time and now they are?
Okay, so when I was there,
it was
inactive license.
It was inactive.
Then it's inactive license.
Got it.
Then he
fixed it.
It was 2022. And then when I was there.
Got it.
They renewed it.
Now she has renewed.
And that was my mom.
And now it's 2024. I just checked.
Yeah, I believe they renewed it the same day and then expired again. And then renewed it again.
So I'd like to make the motion that we accept the findings of fact and conclusions.
I'll second that.
Yeah, we have a motion. If I can't, ever say aye.
Aye.
Aye, Brian Flores.
Aye, Chase Turrentine.
Okay, we all agree that that happened. Now, order of discipline this matter.
I do have a quick question.
Oh, go ahead. I was going to ask about history.
Okay.
Oh, I mean, we can ask
her at that point.
Yeah. The spine right here, that is only for part of it, or
it's the DNA.
Okay.
So
and there's no fine for any other clients.
Yeah, for the DNA.
Do they have history?
Say it's on.
No history. That's done. Yeah, fighting for the MMA would be consistent.
Of course,
I am the goo in the same law.
So there's nothing or anything else.
Nothing.
Okay. All right. I'll make a motion that we do the consent agreement for a 250 civil penalty, 12 months probationary period.
Wait, did we get the history information or no?
Yeah, they don't have.
Yeah, there was none.
Got it.
All right. So we have a motion for a $250 fine, 12 month probation. We have a second.
Just second that, Brendan McFadden.
Second, okay, a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 We got unanimous, so unanimously agree that we're good. So we're fining you $260 because of the MMA. It probably doesn't seem fair, but that's been a big issue for us. It's been illegal since 1974. So not like yesterday. Yeah, and we know that the medical are the cosmetology supply stores still sell it.
Yeah.
But you can't own it.
Oh,
I know. It seems stupid. Yeah. We need to find a way to make it stop selling it.
Yeah.
But we haven't accomplished that yet.
I would make the suggestion that they're not using something, remove it from the building.
Oh, yeah. I did that. Well, I know.
Yeah. It's expensive to keep it. Yeah. So, anyway, we'll send you a letter about this. And that'll be the resolution of the case. You have a year to pay the $250, and then you'll be on probation for a year. So they'll come back. And we don't want to find any more MMA. Thanks.
Yeah, I got it.
I know.
You. Thank you so much.
And thank you for working so hard. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm so sorry.
You did fine. You did. That's what you should do. Thank you. Right. And that's the end of that one. So that's the end of that consent. There you go, Rosa. Now you establish you as the authority. All right, so we are up to number 9, unless somebody else has something else going on. All right, it's becoming up. There we go. Number 9, those wishing to address the board do not need to request permission in advance.
However, the board may limit those persons speaking during this time to a reasonable number on a given public matter, meaning the time would be limited. In addition, each person wishing to address the board will be given 5 minutes to do so pursuant to ARS 38431-01H. The board can only take action on matters listed on the agenda. Action on public comment matters are not listed on this agenda. Therefore, we'd be limited to directing the staff to study the matter and schedule the matter for further discussion in the future. So is there anyone present who would like to address the board? All right, will you state your name and just.
I make the pressure pretty good. And I just wanted to take a quick minute to say thank you so much for the meetings I've had in the doctor. My girlfriend published all of the English files, both on the Salting Barbering program, you know, a little very opportunity, and they will start to learn from the work to get more. So it was really helpful, and I'm really excited as well for the people that are coming up to work for person together. So thank you so much for doing that and giving the opportunity to really appreciate it.
Thank you for your comment. We appreciate your support. Anyone else would like to address the board? Come forth, state your name.
I'm interested, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, and Perry Watkins. I was mentioned in the executive director's report. I'm just here to make a statement. I feel that I was wrongfully terminated from the board, and in the way she performed was it indicated to me verbally or in writing that there was a problem with my performance, and I just wanted to bring that up.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to address the board? Hello.
Hi, Teresa Dowling. Good afternoon, Chairman and board members. I think we're just looking for a little bit of clarification on the last certification. Will the pool need to become separately certified, even though we are already educating students?
I believe that's the case.
So, Mr. Chair, members, as a reminder, we can't really speak to anything specific about anything because it's not an agenda item. We have staff who would be happy to address implementation questions for you after the meeting, which we, although, just to be clear, we may not have answers to all of your questions yet because we still have some things that have to be done before we can answer those questions, if that makes sense.
Sure. Yeah. On that note, then, I definitely would like to support what Taffy was stating earlier from the Studio Academy. As one of the hiring managers for the Amazing Intent Share, it is very difficult to find educators. I myself petitioned the board and would be fully on board with having a longer life process, meaning you can work for a year and do an educator and training course, or be licensed for 5 years and petition the board. But I would be heavily in favor, and I think many of my fellow colleagues would as well, to have that as an option.
Great, thank you. Good idea. Is there anyone else? State your name and.
Hi, good morning, good afternoon. Brian McHugh, Academy of Nail Technology. I wasn't clear on the challenging the board for educator status. Was that now part of the rulemaking proposal, or is this being discussed?
That's part of a legislative proposal that the board approved early in the meeting this morning.
It is approved and will pass forward?
It'll go for legislative consideration.
It goes to the next step.
So the board is in agreement that we would like to see this happen. Not we, I'm not a board member. The board is in agreement that they would like to see that happen.
And then the next step would be what?
Well, it has to go through the legislative process across the street.
And did it need to be sponsored as a bill?
Yes.
Should you find yourself in a way to help on that, that'd be nice. Anyone else would like to address us today? The Alexandra's hair color out there. I thought you were out there. I've been here too long. We like your hair color, by the way. She doesn't know what we're talking about. She's done. All right, David, some topics in the other, I think we've done today. Anybody got thoughts for now? What would you like to do now? Most of the joints, there you go, most of the joint, got a second?
There you go.
I don't know.
Somebody second it, please?
Yeah, second it.
All right, second all favor state, yes, please.
Aye.
Aye.
Andy, you there, you stand? Okay, great, thank you.
And.
All right, we are adjourned.
At 12:31.
At 12:31.